It's Saturday morning and time for Homesense. Brought to you by Southern Roofing Texas, a GAF Master Elite contractor, when quality and experience matters. Now, here's your host, Mike Landry. And featuring the ASID Interior Designer of the Week, Mary Lindsay Wilson.
All right, guys, we're back. Mary's living beautifully.
I am. I'm helping these guys live beautifully.
.net.
Thank you there.
I've got one of the coolest products I've ever seen since I've been in this industry, and I'm telling you right now, we're going to be talking about it extensively. It's one of the fastest growing products across the country, and you're about to learn why. Paving of the future. What if paving with grass and gravel could be 100% permeable? Absorb floodwaters with zero runoff. Strong for heavy uses and loads. No potholes, no puddles, no cracks, no hassle, no maintenance with a product that lasts 40 years. And concrete and asphalt are history, okay? This is, and not to mention, this is one of the coolest looking, one of the most attractive products. People are out there spending $10, $12, $14 to put a facelift on concrete, right? So that it looks, it makes an aesthetic contribution. It's amazing. Modular, fast, easy to build, costs less than concrete.
It's the wave of the future.
Did you hear that? It costs less than just putting concrete down.
I like it that it's recycled material.
100% recycled material. Milk jugs. It looks like wrought iron, but it's actually made out of milk jugs. Commercial and residential, commercial and industrial clients. It's a sustainable product. It's LEED certified. It is absolutely. It's called True Grid. Retains 40% of the rain and floodwaters with no runoff. Detention. It literally eliminates the need for detention. These developers are starting to learn about this. Huge commercial operations, industrial operations all over the country. This product is exploding. They're doing business with people like Google, AutoNation, Whole Food Markets, NASCAR, because you know
NASCAR?
They need drainage control, right? and the U.S. military.
Wow.
Yeah, we got a pipe going to North Korea. We're taking all the floodwaters and we're shoving
obviously
them over there.
Obviously, there's a patent on this material.
We're going to drown him. So, Barry Stiles, the designer and creator of True Grid, permeable pavers, is in with us. Barry, thanks for your time, man.
Hey, great to be here.
Welcome.
Thank you.
I got to tell you, it is one of the most dynamic, interesting, simple products on the planet. All the guys I've ever seen get rich come up with something simple, like the toothpick. Right? You know, go figure, right? Tell me about your product.
Well, you said it very well. It's a permeable paving alternative to concrete and asphalt. So makes your parking lot work as a French drain or as a sponge. Imagine every driveway, every parking lot, every church parking lot, every schoolyard, every school parking lot, every strip center having pavement that could absorb the rainwater instead of runoff. It's obviously top of mind here in our recent floodwaters. That's not going to be the last flood event we've had. So our product absorbs water. It drains at 800 inches per hour to absorb water. So the water goes right through it, but you got a structure to drive on top of it. So,
you know, what's amazing about this is, again, I want to focus on the aesthetics. This is one of the most beautiful products. As a matter of fact, I drove up to your house, okay?
Yeah.
And I was having a meeting with him on something totally different. And I looked down, I drove into the driveway and I'm looking down going, wow, that is the freaking, I thought it was wrought iron. I really did. I thought it was wrought iron.
Like,
had this custom wrought
what
iron thing done? Welded together for that had this charcoal aggregate in it. And it was just the sexiest thing. And, you know, he lives in the Heights, right? So I'm like, wow, I got out and I'm touching it. And then I thought the guy's probably looking at me thinking I'm weird. I'm taking pictures of it. It was really cool. So I started asking him about it. And what inspired you to design this?
You know, first of all, everything I do is about my kids, Hudson and Lennon. So I want, obviously, we've got environmental issues and water quality and flooding here in Houston. And so I was looking how to use my skill set. I had a plastics manufacturing background. I'm an engineer. How can I use it to benefit our environment? So I started looking around and I was in Europe about 10 years ago and saw the seed of an idea there. They had this type of product, mostly for walkways and light areas for light traffic, pedestrian use. And it hit me that I could take this and turn it into something you could drive an 18-wheeler on. And obviously, we have a lot of flooding issues. Permeability is a huge issue in our city. And we could do something with that. So I went back to the drawing board and designed a better animal, I think, a better mousetrap. So.
Now, what's interesting is what people don't realize, when we have these frog stranglers, you know, you got 2 inches or 3 inches in an hour, the ground can only absorb about 1 inch of water per day. Okay, the rest of it's got to go somewhere,
and
right?
And clay soils around here are the worst, right?
Exactly.
So you get the fat clay. It doesn't absorb anything. It all runs off. So.
Now, you want to know what kind of impact that has. Go get in your car and drive down the road, okay? The road...
A pothole or two?
They're caves, okay? They're tearing the hell out of my car. When the substrate, it goes away. When the dirt that supports the concrete or the asphalt erodes out from underneath it, it comes apart.
Right.
It becomes junk. Right? How does your product not do that?
Well, TrueGrid is basically a structure. It gives you infrastructure. So it holds the gravel. The water goes right through. It's made out of recycled high-density polyethylene, which is completely inert. It's, like you said, recycled milk jugs and shampoo bottles and that type of thing. But it's designed to give a lot of strength. It's got 8,000 PSI compression strength, so it's not going to crack like asphalt or concrete.
Compared to 5,000 PSI... On concrete.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's got a little bit of flexibility. So it kind of hugs the earth. So you got a flat surface. You put a gravel base underneath it, typically for detention purposes, and then you lay the grid and you fill it with gravel, or you can grow grass through it to get a different green look. So it actually gives infrastructure to that. Your potholes go away. Your mud. Cracking,
okay, Mayor Turner, you need to have a conversation with Mayor Turner, because part of his campaign is to fix all the potholes in Houston, and here is the solution: True Grid Pavers.
Yeah, I'm available for breakfast later, Mayor, if you're listening in.
So you're doing some stuff with the city right now.
We are. The city's been very supportive down the engineering department and the permitting department, so they recognize the issue we have here with flooding, with all the concrete. It's obviously been top of mind here lately, and it comes up: Memorial Day floods, Tax Day floods, and now Harvey. So this is an issue. It's not going away, and they're working with us. And True Grid is actually coded with the city of Houston. They have a coded cross-section that, whether you're a homeowner or a developer or a contractor, you can get it permitted. We've got a number of projects going on right now. We've got over 1 million square feet down in Houston alone.
Now, you distribute this product all over the country.
Yeah, we ship direct from a factory to California, to the East Coast, all over, and internationally as well.
Now, real quick, before we run into a break, I want you to describe the detention is a massive problem. I mean, the city of Houston is like on top of 25% of your land's going to go to detention in case of flooding, right?
Yeah.
That didn't seem to help, but this product will eliminate the need for that. And then even on residential properties, you can get as much as 21% more land use if you use this as opposed to concrete. Is that right?
That's exactly right. As a developer, as a business owner, you want to utilize all your land. You want to make that revenue-generating use of your land, right? So normally you have to take a big part of your land and build a detention pond, which costs you money up front, costs you money to maintain, never really works in the long term like it's designed. With our product, you use 100% of your land. So for a developer, that's where the light bulb goes off, because he gets to use all his land. You put your detention underneath your parking lot, underneath your pavement. That's where the light bulb goes off, because he gets to use all his land. You put your detention underneath your parking lot, underneath your pavement, underneath the True Grid system. So instead of having a separate detention area that needs to be built, maintained, for the 40-year life of your project, now you have True Grid. The detention's underneath. Nobody sees it. Your parking lot's dry on a rainy day. The city of Houston coded cross-section can hold 3.5-inch, a 9-inch section can hold 3.5 inches of rain, which is not Harvey volume, but it's a heavy rainfall.
Right.
So, yes, that solves the issue. So you get to save land and save money.
That is awesome, man. Find information online at TrueGridPaver.com. TrueGridPaver.com. Call 855-355-GRID. 855-355-GRID. Barry Stiles is the owner and creator of this product. When we get back, we're going to be talking with a developer that's done some business with him and is a huge advocate of this technology. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
With Mike Landry.
All right, we're back. It's Home Sense right here on KPRC 1017. We're talking with Barry Stiles with True Grid. One thing I want to explain before we get in this conversation, we're going to be introducing one of his clients, Herb, who is a developer. I want to give you guys some insight. This is a commercial application so that you can clearly understand the magnitude and the value that this product brings to the industry, both residential, commercial, and industrial now. They've got an industrial product. True Grid versus concrete. This is a case study that was done with, AutoNation. So land savings, 25,000 square feet. They had 120,000 square foot site. They needed another 25,000 square feet without having to buy new land. The construction cost savings was $480,000. They have 100% pervious cover credit. They got 100 extra parking spaces and gained 500. It was a total of 100 new spaces, right?
That's correct.
Of 500. Yeah. Right. Yeah, so that was a substantial increase. 100% land
use. I'm on the phone.
100% land utilization and elimination of separate detention ponds. That's a massive mess. That's a deal killer for a lot of deals.
Absolutely. No, it's a lot of money in the dealer's pocket, obviously.
I want to introduce Herb, one of your clients. Herb, Mike Landry with HomeSense. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good, Mike. How are you doing?
Doing great, man. You're a developer?
Yes. We've developed a couple of small properties here in the city of Houston. And we have had to do some paving. It was one of the big issues. And we didn't want to do concrete. So we looked into this True Grid and really, really swear by it. This thing really gets the job done.
Let me ask you this. Cost-wise, do you feel it was more advantageous than concrete?
Absolutely, yes. And then, of course, with concrete, you don't generally have a lot of repair issues. But this stuff is easy to fix. If there's some kind of problem, it's just a matter of just replacing a couple of grids.
Okay, let me ask you this. How did you? Where did you apply this technology? What kind of setting?
Well, this is inner city, where impervious surface is an issue for flood control, and so we paved 10,000 square feet parking lot for a small restaurant that we own.
It's a great restaurant, Riel Restaurant in Montrose.
Yes, absolutely.
So, used to be a tea house, though. So.
How long has it been in?
It's been over a year now, and it's just been great. We are right out of year. It's been right out of year. It's been wonderful. The product has just been, it's held up great. It looks as good now as it did when they put it in.
I'll tell you, the one thing that got my attention when I first saw it, it was the coolest thing I've ever seen. I've been a builder for almost 18 years, and I'm going to tell you, you're constantly looking for something, pavers or overlays or something other than just bland concrete, right? Because over time, it turns gray, it gets spotty, you know, it starts not looking good.
Oh, that's right. The good thing about this is if you got any kind of rock loss where they pick it, just picked up in the treads. You just pour a little more out there and fill it back in.
Done deal.
And it's a done deal. It's real easy to take care of. Well, in fact, we've done nothing to it.
Wow, that's awesome, man.
And the impervious nature of the ground is incredible. The city of Houston swears by it.
Really? That is an incredible statement.
Yeah, we're coated. They're getting better and better and putting it down everywhere. So they've been very supportive.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you this. If the city of Houston would stop putting asphalt and start putting this on the roadways, we wouldn't need to build ditches. Just a thought. And it's cheaper than concrete.
Yes, it is. It's cheaper than concrete. And of course, you know, if in some time in the future we want to redevelop that and it's no longer a parking lot, we're not tearing up concrete or asphalt and hauling that to the dump.
No, you just pop out the grids and scrape up.
That's great.
And this can be transferred to another location.
Sustainable.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
We did that with a Whole Foods project that we did. They had a temporary lot that they put in a parking lot in the Galleria area of all places, high-end, you know, shop shopping carts and high heels, and they did True Grid. They were trying to get open for Thanksgiving. Had a week before Thanksgiving, the parking garage wasn't done. Called us up, and in 4 days, they had a 35,000 square foot parking lot that stayed in place for 4 to 5 months before the land was redeveloped and the gallery picked it up and moved it.
Herb,
right.
Wow.
Thank you so much for your time, sir.
Oh, you're certainly welcome.
I'm assuming that you would recommend this to other developers other builders.
Highly recommend it. It doesn't. Not only is it very functional, and it saves you from having to do any kind of a rainwater retention. It looks great. If you haven't got, give the address for the Real. Let people go by there and take a look at that parking lot. That is. It's really sharp looking. It almost from the street looks like asphalt.
Well, I'll tell you this. I don't know. I heard a rumor that the parking lot looked so good it put the painter out of business. It's a rumor.
Yes.
Thanks for your time, Herb.
Oh, you're certainly welcome.
Yeah, it's just aesthetically, it's hard to describe, but when you see it in person, it's one of the most impressive surfaces.
It kind of has an architectural aesthetic, but it also, I love that you can have grass grow over it. You can put dirt over it.
Yeah, we've had people use all kinds of, here locally for upscale, people use a black star, the lava looking rock, which gives it a really nice look. We have peach for industrial yards, they use limestone, clean washed angular rock is what you want to use, or you can grow grass through it. You can seed it or sod it. So you just get any kind of look you want with it, really.
The architects doing schools were very excited about the fact that you could grow grass through it, and
right.
It provides that structural support. I don't know. I don't understand the application, but
fire lanes is one application for grass, because instead of a concrete strip next to your building, you can have a nice grassy area to walk your dog or a nice little breathable grass that has the structure underneath it if a fire truck needs to go on it for whatever reason, emergency vehicle. So, yeah, that's grass is a big deal.
What are some of the other applications that just kind of throw a bunch of different applications and ways it's been used?
Our bread and butter is commercial parking lots, because you get detention on the land. Developers can save land by doing it. So we've done everything, like you mentioned, from an AutoNation inventory lot to storage lots to truck yards. We had a project in East Houston where we did a truck yard, and dust was a problem, and dust mitigation, because they have a school nearby, they have a church, and this helps gravel from getting compacted. They had a gravel lot.
Yeah, so they're throwing the crushed concrete down, and it's just creating a lot of dust.
Absolutely. So commercial parking lots, industrial parking lots. But then, of course, we're also doing an interesting project now, which is a airport airline community.
Wow.
Airplane community. And so it's one of those.
See, I was thinking about that too. I was wondering if that would be suitable.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not worried about it being strong enough. I'm worried that with props running.
You don't want the gravel, obviously, but that they're doing grass-filled taxiways.
Oh.
This is, homes where they have a.
That is a great. I didn't think about that.
Yeah. So that's a really cool application. And
that's the way it can be done.
Yeah.
Grass strips.
Yeah. So again, and then of course driveways, homeowners all day long. It's anything, the Heights, River Oaks, Memorial. We have projects everywhere.
I'm going to tell you something right now. This when I was building custom homes, this would have been awesome, because the problem when you buy these lots where they're 2 acres or 1 acre is when they get the bill or when they see what it costs to actually put concrete down and it's $30,000.
Yeah,
they're like, what the? Well, listen. You got a 14 to 16 foot driveway going to a side load garage for 3 cars. It's 120 feet back where it starts, and you want a driveway, a circular driveway, to get your limo around the front of the house, okay? You're building a parking lot, okay? It's no different than a strip center, and concrete's expensive. So welcome to reality.
Yeah.
And this could be
a
game changer.
Solution.
No,
yeah.
One, you don't have to worry. When they put the concrete down, they don't like the look of the concrete. They want to make it look more dynamic. So now you're talking stamped overlays and all this other stuff,
right,
which double or triple the cost.
We're less than regular concrete, typically competitive with asphalt, and less than regular concrete. Then, of course, you have a specialized concrete. It's way more expensive than normal concrete. So. Part of my business model going in, that we have a new product, a green product is attractive, but we have to be competitive and have it make economic sense for folks.
Okay.
That's one of the coolest things he said is that, and when I first talked to him, he says, most all the green products are great, but they're always more expensive. He said, I wanted to make sure that this was less expensive.
Yeah.
I love it. And I see that he's got a beautiful website at truegridpaver.com. You also do stables.
Yeah, it's one of the niche products. You know, people use this stuff everywhere, and sometimes applications that we don't even think of. So it's great for livestock and horses. You know, the hoof disease that you get from the horses in mud, and if they're muddy grounds, well, this stabilizes the mud, so they never get that. So it really helps the health of the horses, and then of course livestock and paddocks. So we actually had a project with Churchill Downs Stables in Florida that they used it in. So we got some nice brands, you know.
Wow.
As I mentioned, so some really supportive. Obviously, they don't use it if they don't believe in it. So
well, now and this is important. I think we need to get out there. So if you're a land developer, or if you're one of the guys that do a lot of site work, where you've got the big tractors and you do all the site prep and stuff, these guys are happy to sell you the system and let you do the. You know, they'll sell it installed. But they're going to sub it out to somebody that's in that area that does that kind of stuff. So
yeah. If you have a contractor, if you've done paving before, you're experienced groundwork people, you can do this. I like to liken it as a one layer Lego system. Put it together. It snaps together. It's easy to do. Building the base is the key in the system. And if you can build a base for a concrete or asphalt lot, you can do one for a true grid lot, certainly. And so it's really simple to use. It's actually easier.
Now, you told me that we're working on a project in the Arboretum.
Yeah, we've got a small part of the Arboretum is redo. You know, we'd love to be more involved over there with Memorial Park, so we're talking to those folks, and we have a number of projects. The biggest project we have going on in Houston right now is the North Houston Bike Park, which is going to be the largest BMX park in North America. Actually, the X Games are coming in 2020 here in Houston.
Wow.
So we just did 150,000 square foot parking lot. They're actually finishing up in the next few weeks, and it's going to be awesome. It's going to be filled with black star rock, and it's going to look great.
I want you to highlight your brand new product for the industrial world.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a new heavy-duty paver that we're working on developing. It'll be launched early next year. So our Pro Plus, TrueGrid Pro Plus, works for most industrial applications, but we've got a new development that's going to be for heavy-duty tractor, military vehicles, and just take it to the next level because for heavy-duty tractor, military vehicles, and just take it to the next level. Because we are the world's strongest paver, as we like to tell ourselves. We may right here in Houston, but we're the world's strongest. And so we decide to up the game a notch even further.
All right, so here's the phone number, 855-355-GRID, 855-355-GRID. Barry Stiles is who we're talking with. He's the creator and designer of this product. Genius. Simple. Rich. Simple, rich. That's you build something simple, you get rich.
But it's not only simple, it's what you need. It solves a problem.
Yeah, we really want to make a difference here with the flooding going on. We really need to look at this. Everybody, all of us can help the issue.
You just got to think outside the box. That's what you've done.
Exactly.
TrueGridPaver.com. What is it?
He's a possibilitarian.
There you go. Now she's got two associates.
Yeah.
TrueGridPaver.com. Find them online. Barry, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Mike.
Incredible product, man. All right, look. If you guys have been flooded or you're just ready to redo the kitchen and bath showroom, if you've been flooded, you're going to need some estimates. You're going to need to rebuild, okay? Kitchen and Bath Showroom has everything you need to design and remodel your home. Located in the Built-In Appliance Center, the Kitchen and Bath Showroom has been doing it right for over 30 years. They design and install kitchens, bath, entertainment centers, closets, and cover all your cabinet needs. Their designers can help you make the right choices and maintain your budget, which nobody cares about that because we have credit cards, right? I'm not joking. Everybody's in debt because of credit cards, right? You'll find everything you need, from fine custom cabinets to mid-level, even multifamily cabinets. So they're servicing the commercial and residential industries. You've got manufacturers like Greenfield, Starmark, Medallion, Designcraft, or just a few of the manufacturers that they have in their showroom. They also offer brand name countertops and hardware and flooring. TheShowroomTX.com. Find them online, TheShowroomTX.com. Call them at 281-633-2655 or visit their showroom, 3,500 square feet, a beautiful design center at 12,440 South Sam Houston Parkway West. You guys stay tuned. We'll be right back with Dream Theaters.